You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Little blue penguins have been washing up on the coast of the Bay of Plenty more frequently since the beginning of the year. Reasons for these deaths are believed to be the lack of food, the rough weather, and molting, yet these deaths also give light to the issue of global warming. I spoke with Emily Hunter, who is the ocean campaigner for Greenpeace New Zealand, about this current situation and how the public can help decrease how the environment affects marine populations. I began by asking her to describe the situation on the Bay of Plenty coast.
Right now, what we're seeing is hundreds and potentially even thousands of little blue penguins have been washed up on the beaches along the Bay of Plenty coastline in recent months. In fact, some are calling it the biggest penguin die-off in many years that we've seen here in New Zealand. We don't know the reasons as of yet for these die-offs, but some are predicting that it's from a lack of food and some of the rough weather events that we've seen that is leading many of the penguins to be starving and being beached up and these mass die-offs happening. But if we look even further, what we really see here is this is patterns of climate change. This is patterns of an El Nino Southern Oscillation climate pattern, which is essentially associated with widespread changes in weather patterns and what's happening in our oceans.
Yeah, so next question. So you do believe that it is to do with climate change and global warming. Does it have stuff to do with water pollution?
Well, it's hard to predict right now what it is exactly happening, but we see our oceans being affected by numerous threats right now, everything from overfishing, from pollution and plastics, to the effects of climate change and how that's warming our oceans. And these are all having a combination, kind of a toxic cocktail, if you will, effect to marine life, because penguins like these are very much likely, in this scenario, further science will be needed, but are very likely having to face rough weather events, are having to go further and further to find food. Down their food chain, there probably is less of the animals that they feed on, and it's getting tougher and tougher to survive, as well as we're seeing marine habitat destruction. And this is all creating a combination effect where biodiversity is being lost on a huge scale. And this is just one more canary in the coal mine with these penguin die-offs that is signaling what's happening to our ocean. And so what we really need to be doing, if we want to think more broadly, what we're noticing here with penguins is also happening with blue whales. Quite frankly, recent research off Taranaki coast has seen that the blue whales are also not being found, that they're going further and further south, that they're having to migrate further and further to find food, most likely. And so this is happening across the board. It's not just penguins, happening to other marine mammals too.
So the penguins aren't usually found around New Zealand, are they?
No, it is a strange event why the penguins are being found here versus places in Australia versus just further south. And yeah, why they're migrating here, why are their bodies being found here? I mean, it's part of a whole complex picture about what's happening to the oceans. And so there's a number of extreme events like this happening where other marine species are being found off coast where they're not normally found either. So one can only predict, but the events of climate change, the storms that are happening, is not just affecting humans on land and, you know, where we're having to be pushed to further extremes and where you're seeing climate refugees happening and they're having to migrate to places they weren't normally going to. We're probably likely seeing this happening for the oceans, for marine life too.
Last question, what do you think the public can do to help these penguins and marine animals?
Our oceans and climate are really at a critical pass right now, and we really want to start solving these issues, not just seeing symptoms of these issues keep coming up and mass deaths keep coming up and signaling to us that there's a problem. We really want to start solving this. We really need to be pushing as people, as the collective, for bold, strong leadership on these issues. And what Greenpeace is calling for right now is ocean sanctuaries. We're calling for one of the largest Antarctic ocean sanctuaries in the planet, in the Weddell Sea, and it would be bigger than the Ross Sea, and we're asking New Zealand, who has a seat at the table internationally to make this happen, to create these kinds of sanctuaries. And sanctuaries are important for reasons like this because it creates a space for penguins, for whales, for other marine life to restore, to be replenished, and to regenerate their populations without having other extractive industries threatening them while they're also facing the effects of climate change. They need ecosystems where they can be safeguarded from the effects of climate change and not threatened by other industries, and that's with marine sanctuaries. And so New Zealand really can play a key leadership role. We also need countries beyond New Zealand, where they take bold leadership on climate change. Just 2 weeks ago, Jacinda Ardern announced the ban on new offshore oil drilling, and that was a signaling an end of the oil age and towards a renewable energy age. And we need more countries like that doing it. And we commend the Prime Minister for making such a bold move. But the fight does not stop there. We still need to make sure that we are stronger than ever on climate change. But the first thing people can do, I think, for the oceans is joining us on our sanctuary fight. But the fight for climate change will continue after that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.